This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Bitcoin is obviously where we start. The newfangled, slightly impenetrable, somewhat risky, and quite volatile cybercurrency that's been all the rage in foreign exchange markets past, what, 6 months or so, I guess. The news, of course, is that Mt. Gox, the biggest and oldest of the Bitcoin trading exchanges, has been taken offline, vanished, essentially, without a forwarding address, and taking something like $350 million in Bitcoins with it. Ben Johnson is the host of Marketplace Tech, and he is also the guy we call when we have Bitcoin questions. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Kai.
Without putting too fine a point on it, man, what the heck?
Yeah, it's been a bad year for Bitcoin and a terrible month for Mt. Gox. This is the largest exchange historically for Bitcoin. They've been having major problems recently. There was a hack earlier this month, a security problem that people were really up in arms about. And of course, over the last day, the website basically went dark. And now there's just a message on the website saying, we've decided to close all transactions for the time being in order to protect the site and our users.
Do you believe that for the time being part, or are they done, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, think of walking up to a Bank of America and seeing a sign that said, closed until further notice.
Except when Bank of America closes, it's not like they actually take 6% of all the money in the United States out of circulation, which is the amount of Bitcoin that's gone now.
Yes. Well, there's this news that's circulating. 750,000 Bitcoin, 6%, as you say. You know, I think some stuff has to shake out, obviously. And the difference here, as you're pointing out, Bitcoin, it's not FDIC insured. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is this then, do you think, the death of Bitcoin, or is it for the risk favoring among us a buying opportunity?
Well, maybe it's a gambling opportunity. It's not the death of Bitcoin in my mind. Look, proponents would say this is part of growing pains. There are other exchanges. There's one in the U.S. called Coinbase, for instance. Yeah. These exchanges have been treated, I think, by some of the investors as a little bit more stable. So I think a lot of people who believe in Bitcoin would say, look, this is just growing pains. This is part of an unregulated currency, you know, coming into its own. But the detractors would say this is bad news. So I guess we'll have to wait and see.
Since you mentioned that word currency, right, this is in some respects a currency story, a foreign exchange story, and a tech story, right? This whiz-bang new thing that's out there.
Yeah, it starts out as a tech story. Bitcoin is based on this sort of complicated code that you probably wouldn't fully understand as an average Joe until you knew something about coding. But it really wants to be a currency story. The people who are proponents of Bitcoin want it to be a legitimate currency that a lot of people use. And so they're hoping that someday maybe it will be a currency story, but we're going to have to wait for regulation.
Well, speaking of which, if regulators could figure this thing out, which by all accounts they have yet to be able to, what would regulation of this market look like? I mean, it's anonymous, it's cyber-based, it's all this stuff.
I think we might see a future where people deal in digital currency, not necessarily Bitcoin, by the way, but digital currency that is actually protected by your bank. But that's going to make some people unhappy who have loved Bitcoin for the reason that it's not connected to the government or to the banks.
And also, people just have to believe this stuff is worth something, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean,
you don't think so?
No, absolutely. But there's no difference there between that and, you know, that green stuff you and I are carrying around in our wallets, right?
Yeah, except I can touch and feel and spend it like in actual person, you know, as opposed to having to dial up my computer.
That is true. And that's a fundamental difference.
Ben Johnson, he's the host of Marketplace Tech. Ben, thanks a lot, man.
Thanks, Kai.